The push of friction. The force of gravity acts on you constantly. So does friction. Friction is a force that two objects exert on each other when they touch. The objects push against each other even if they are barely touching. This push opposes or resists motion. So friction slows things down or prevents them from moving in the first place. Friction is important in sports. A track runner uses friction to push off the starting block. Without friction, her foot would slide right off the block. Her feet could not even grip the track surface enough to move forward. Caption: This runner uses the friction between her shoe and the starting block to propel herself forward. Caption: Snowboarders who want the fastest ride put wax on the bottom of their boards to reduce friction. Friction slows you down. In most sports, that's a bad thing. But if there's too little friction, the sport becomes too dangerous or impossible to do. So players try to strike a balance between too little and too much friction. A bike racer, for example, needs friction between the tires and the road in order to move forward and make turns. But if the tires are too wide, they cause too much friction and slow the bike. A snowboarder needs some friction to keep control on the slopes. But putting wax on the board reduces friction for a fast ride. Friction occurs not only when a solid object touches another solid, but when it touches liquid and gas as well. A swimmer has to keep pushing and kicking through the water to overcome friction. Swim caps and special bodysuits reduce this friction. Friction with the air is called air resistance. Bike racers and skiers keep in crouched positions and wear specially designed helmets to reduce air resistance.